USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the first coronavirus vaccines continue to roll out across the country, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says hope is on the way. Azar speaking during a coronavirus vaccine briefing in Washington, D.C.
Supplies of an FDA-authorized, safe, and effective COVID-19 vaccine are arriving at sites across America.
Initial doses are intended primarily for healthcare workers and those in long-term care facilities. The Trump administration is slapping sanctions on Turkey on Monday over a multi-billion dollar acquisition of a Russian missile system. A mobile surface-to-air missile system is said to pose a risk to the NATO alliance as well as the F-35. America's most expensive weapons platform. The deal between Turkey and Russia is said to be $2.5 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
If your Gmail was a bit sluggish on Monday, you're not alone.
Multiple Google services and websites, including YouTube, Gmail, Google Assistant, and Google Docs, were down for about an hour on Monday morning after being hit with a widespread outage. Reports started coming in about 6:55 a.m. Eastern. Google said the problem was fixed for the vast majority of users just before 8 a.m. Eastern. The outage was worldwide. We verified through Down Detector that Google services issues were detected in the United States, United Kingdom, Netherlands, and Japan. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Trump signed an executive order that closes all federal agencies and departments for their employees on Christmas Eve. It's the third year in a row the president has given federal employees the day off. The order further stipulates that the director of the Office of Personnel Management shall take such actions that may be necessary to implement the measure. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
President-elect Joe Biden is formally racking up Electoral College wins in key battleground states, Rich Fitzgerald announcing the results of voting in Pennsylvania.
The electors of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania have cast 20 votes for the Honorable Joseph R. Biden for President of the United States, and 20 votes for the Honorable Kamala D. Harris for Vice President.
Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs announcing the results in the Grand Canyon state.
The people of Arizona selected Joseph Biden and Kamala Harris, and the electors will cast their votes accordingly by signing the certificates of vote.
Folks around the world are mourning the death of a popular author.
Acclaimed British spy author John le Carré, according to his literary agency. Le Carré was the author of more than 20 novels and was best known for his stories featuring British intelligence officer George Smiley. Many of his Cold War spy thrillers have been adapted for film and television, most famously Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, The Russia House, and The Tailor of Panama. His latest novel, Agent Running in the Field, was released last October. Le Carré was 89. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
TMZ says a stroke is what is listed as Eddie Van Halen's immediate cause of death. Van Halen was 65 years old when he passed away in October. The guitarist's ashes were given to his son Wolfgang Van Halen. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.